More campaign cash coming in. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Trump campaign and Republican National Committee report raising $65.6 million last month with $93 million now in available cash. The Biden administration hasn't announced new numbers for March yet. It reported $155 million cash on hand in February, also raising $25 million with a single fundraiser last week in New York. The president and former president win more primaries in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin.
President Biden has faced opposition from activists encouraging Democrats to vote against him to send a message of disapproval for his handling of the war between Israel and Hamas. And some Republican Trump critics are still voting for rivals who have since dropped out.
Fox's Ted Lindner. President Biden, in a statement, says he's outraged and heartbroken about the deaths of seven aid workers in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza.
Israel's military chief says the preliminary investigation into the deaths of the aid workers suggests the incident was, quote, a mistake that followed a misidentification. World Central Kitchen says it had coordinated with the Israeli military over the movement of its cars, identified by the charity's logo on the roof. It has suspended food deliveries to Gaza, and other humanitarian groups have followed suit.
Fox's Tonya J. Powers. There's storm damage in several states, severe weather causing at least one death in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a homeless woman taking shelter in a drainage pipe.
A powerful storm system bringing dozens of tornado reports, large hail, hurricane force wind gusts, and feet of snow, as well as flooding rainfall, now moving towards the East Coast today, bringing more threats of danger and damage from Florida to Maine. Some of this energy will then be transferred to a nor'easter, which will crank up Thursday and Friday as it lingers off the New England coast, bringing over a foot of snow, very strong winds, and the risk for flooding.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. At least 9 people are killed in an earthquake in Taiwan. Hundreds injured. Taiwan's National Fire Agency says 70 miners are trapped into coal mines. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawon'twait.com.
Supporters in Wisconsin's legislature of a transgender sports law do not have the votes to override the governor's veto.
The Wisconsin governor vetoed the bill that would have barred transgender students from competing on school sports teams that don't align with their biological sex. The Democratic governor said he took the action because he did not want to codify discrimination into state law. Backlash came swiftly pouring in, including from former NCAA swim star Riley Gaines, who posted on social media that the veto implies the governor hates women and children. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver admits involvement in a crash in Dallas, injuring several people, according to a TMZ report on his text to a leasing company.
A rented Lamborghini Urus and a Corvette speeding, apparently racing, caused the crash. Paperwork with the Dallas police says Kansas City wide receiver Rashee Rice was driving the Corvette. The player's lawyer, Royce West, never confirmed Rice was involved in the wreck, but issued a statement. On behalf of Rashee Rice, his thoughts are with everyone impacted by the automobile accident on Saturday. Rashee is cooperating with local authorities and will take all necessary steps to address this situation responsibly.
Fox's Mike Tobin. A Florida man is suing Disney.
A man who says he landed in a trash can after a Magic Kingdom ferry crash in Orlando, Florida last year wants more than $50,000 in damages for the injuries he said he suffered. Justin Tripp, who in a lawsuit is accusing the theme park of negligently running the ferry, says he was standing when the vessel hit the dock at an unsafe speed without warning, causing passengers to be thrown about. Among the lawsuit's claims that Tripp sustained multiple injuries, including bodily injury to his neck and head and other parts of his body, pain and suffering and disability.
Fox's Lillian Wu. No comment from Disney. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Urbana Middle School students opened up their laptops and got to work from home Monday, but it wasn't COVID or weather keeping them out of their classrooms. It was lack of teachers. They said the decision made after a situation Monday. One teacher says a student in a wheelchair being taken to the bus to go home when the two students ran into him. The teacher said it was an accident. Authorities in Champaign and the University of Illinois asking for the public's help through Crime Stoppers in solving a carjacking and a subsequent armed robbery near campus they believe are related. Five people approached a BMW parked at 5th and White Streets, ordering the driver out of the car at knife point. Champaign police asking for the public's input as part of an accreditation assessment. This Thursday and Friday, auditors with the Illinois Law Enforcement Accreditation Program will be in the city reviewing the police department, its policies, procedures, operations, and support services. Community members are invited to call the assessment team. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5, our weather brought to you by Kurt Lenschout, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, and by Busey for over 150 years. Member FDIC. The Learned One, meteorologist Greg Solier with kind of a cloudy, cold start here to our morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Weather is, iffy at best out there. Kind of a reminder, we're still in the waning cusps of at least atmospheric winter time around here. It will get better some next week on temperatures, and later next week, the following week, so about 7 to 10 days out when we get into an honest-to-goodness lockdown, finally milder to warmer and drier, longer-lasting weather pattern around here. But still, the moisture is appreciated. Keep an eye on the streams and rivers and the wind-related issues. Wind advisory. McLean County to Sangamon County points on westward here until later on tonight, about 11 o'clock or so. They'll get some hits to 45 miles per hour, close to 40 on the old anemometer, he tries to say. This morning, gusting 31 miles per hour over at Willard and Savoy, 37 there, 35 at Rantoul, on a west-southwest wind gusting to 25, not too far away from a mix of rain and snow and even a couple reports of a little sprinkle and snowflake activity non-detectable on the radar so far. So those showers of rain and snow will be picking up in scope and coverage and intensity as the day wears on, both this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures really not going much farther than about 37 to 39. We're at currently on that westerly wind, 20 to 30, gust of 40 miles per hour. Rinse and repeat tonight and tomorrow. Scattered showers of rain and snow this evening. Couple of snow showers late down to 34. Mixed rain, snow showers both tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon, and a high at 43. Finally, some sun, 48 on Friday. Saturday to 55. That's even more seasonal and better. We'll get close to 60 on Sunday. The eclipse, yeah, there's going to be some mid and lower cloud mixed in with some of that sun and a couple of showers and thunderstorms around both early to mid-morning and late afternoon on Monday. But better on temperatures, 66 there. We'll flirt with 70 Tuesday and Wednesday. Again, some scattered showers and thunderstorms. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, he's an AI expert and the co-founder and CEO of Markets EQ, the only Gen AI solution providing competitive tonal analysis, previously unavailable awareness and understanding to investor relations, finance, and communications professionals. Sean Austin, tell me what I just said. What do you do?
I was just trying to find out. We got to shorten that up a little bit. We are able to bring heightened emotional awareness or emotional intelligence, hence the EQ, to leaders. So we try to make them communicate better with their audiences, give them understanding of things like voice stress and voice confidence. And for us, that can impact millions of people.
AI is something we all are aware of, but I don't think we understand. How do you understand it?
Yeah, so I know I don't want to get technical at all, right? But there is certainly a heightened fervor pitch around AI now, which is generative AI. So all those systems you can talk to. When I think of AI, I think of all this data that can go into computers, right, mm-hmm. and essentially make decisions. Right. So now we can see them making words, and that certainly has gotten everyone's attention.
Well, I mean, too, whoever programs it can put a bias or not put a bias, right? I mean, this can still be slanted information in some ways, right?
100%. I think the term is trust but verify on a lot of things you see digitally now, or everything, I should say, you see digitally. It's just the nature of what we are doing right in the world.
Well, how does this work into an election? Tell me how this could be manipulated toward an election.
Yeah, I think the best, so there's a real example, right? It's probably more than I know, is the pre-New Hampshire primary, the robocallers that were essentially spoofing Joe Biden's voice, right? Cloning his voice using AI and other technologies. that frauded, I believe to the tune of over $1 million in donations, you know, fake donations. So certainly that type of activity, that nefarious activity, is happening. It could happen more. I'm sure there's people looking to fraud people all the time, unfortunately. So this goes back to the trust but verify. You know, if you get a call and asking for a donation, I would probably think twice to immediately open my wallet and immediately send money. You know, I think there's just a little thought between the ears that needs to be added.
Yeah, well, what if President Xi from China declared war on somebody and it wasn't him, right? I mean, that's the verify part.
We have seen markets react to improper news, right? Like decimal points have been moved, so it's not fake, you know, it's not AI, but improper communication or pieces of AI that are flooding constantly all over the internet. Markets have picked them up. So there is those impacts actually happening, to your point, and everyone's building safeguards and being more aware. And again, that trust but verify has just been never more, you know, more critical and important.
Okay, so how do my listeners learn more about AI?
I would go, start by listening to the radio, and some people who spent 20 years in this space is not a bad start, but there's certainly a lot of news, trusted news sources that I would go to, right? I look at, you know, big news outlets that, you know, don't want to put anyone specific out there, but you can look and find quite a lot from just prominent news sources. I would say, you know, double check anything you read. Certainly make your own opinion on things, right? Yeah. Like that idea of immediately donating after 5 seconds of a call, I think is probably not the best idea.
How can people find Sean Austin?
So marketseq.ai, and we're helping leaders and any type, right, communicators be better in what they do. And that's something that we're, you know, pushing forward and have been out there in the space for several quarters.
I think I might have sat by you in class because you'd be the smart one who say, hey, what's he? He's taking notes. You better take notes. Sean, nice to meet you. Good luck to you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. EI.
AI.
AI. Sean Austin, ESPN 93.5 on the Tapman's Joint phone line. All right, we check your sports headlines. We've got two afternoon games in a row for the St. Louis Cardinals, heard right here on ESPN 93.5.
That's right, coming out victorious 5-2 yesterday. And let's get a Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. Power again for the Cardinals from their catcher Wilson Contreras last night.
1-1 with two down. Now Darvish with the pitch. Contreras hits a high fly ball. Center field, back to the track, and it's gone! A goner for Contreras. The Cardinals jump in front 3-2 on a two-out, two-run homer by the Cardinal catcher.
That put the Cardinals on top 3-2 in San Diego, and they went on to win 5-2 and have a chance to sweep the series in San Diego today.
Cardinals playing very good baseball, and the starting pitching's been terrific. Miles Michaelis picked up the win yesterday. That's a string now of four straight very good outings from the rotation. Now it's Zach Thompson's turn.
Well, what a great start we had from Kyle Gibson. Then, even though he was down a couple of times, Michaelis didn't give in and allowed only two runs.
And the bullpen came in. The bullpen was outstanding. Gallegos did a good job. So did Kittredge. Helsley got the save.
We're on the air today at 2:15.
And we had the Cubs beating Colorado. That final was 12-2. They've got a game tonight at 6:40 against the Colorado Rockies to wrap up that series. You'll hear the action over on US 105.9. One thing that I noticed was Illini night will be coming our way for the Cubs and Phillies. It's a 7:05 start on Tuesday, July 2nd for the Chicago White Sox against the Baltimore Orioles, May 23rd at 6:40. And we've got the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates on June 12th. If you want to take note of some of those great games where you get all the Illini swag. The Illini women's softball game was canceled against Indiana State. They'll be facing Maryland this weekend. Speaking of women athletes, we've got our Illini in action with the WBIT championship tonight at 6. It's on ESPN2 if you want to see what's happening at Hankel Fieldhouse tonight. Shauna Green talking about how more relaxed they are and feeling good about this postseason play. 18-15 on the season. Villanova is 22-12. Go Illini. We also have the women in action and one of the most viewed games in women's college basketball ever with 12.3 million viewers. And you saw.
Yeah, I watched it.
Iowa and LSU.
Yeah. Watch it.
So they're anticipating big numbers for Iowa and UConn on Friday.
So. I think so. Yeah. Okay, so Dave said what?
Dave was calling about our AI guy that was just on, and you were saying, how do you verify, right, Dave?
Yeah, I wish you would have asked the guy, how do you verify when everyone is using AI? So if every person or company has their own slant, then how do you really find the truth anymore?
I think it's going to take a lot of digging. Thank you for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. I think you have to. I think you have to go to everywhere. I mean, Johnny said I watch CNN. I watch to try and figure out. Okay, who's saying what? I saw something on Twitter X from Caitlin Clark that I knew was false, but that's the kind of thing it makes it look real. I think you got to go everywhere. I think you go MSNBC, New York Times, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox News. You just get them all. And then I think, is that going to take a little time? Yeah, you got to dig a little bit. And there's a whole bunch of us that don't do anything. And you depend on your phone for the news. You get your news from Yahoo.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
I know.
That's not a great source for, you know,
and the young kids with these little 40-minute seconds. I mean, 40-second video on TikTok the headline.
There was a guy, TikTok is kind of the number one news source for the young people.
I know.
But there was a guy named Walter Cronkite, who was this anchor for CBS for years and years and years, and usually you listen to what Walter said. If he said it, then it's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't really have that anymore. There's no like, here you go here, that's it, it's over. That's absolutely, everything he said was true, or she said. So I think you have to.
Back in the day of journalism, whereas now it's more of an editorial chapter.
Well, there's still, John Decker, who's on with us Thursdays, he's pretty, I think, is straight line down. I don't know how he votes. That's what we want, information. And then we're supposed to be able to decipher if we trust the source, and then again, the only way I know to do it is just go everywhere.
Yeah.
And if you get kind of the same story everywhere, then you probably know it's probably true.
A good interview with Sean Austin, a Gen AI solution. You can always hear our show back at steviejay.com.
All right, you can go with your Busey mobile app wherever you go in the world. Busey mobile app and MoneyPass, two ways Busey makes your banking hassle-free through the MoneyPass network. Easily access surcharge-free ATMs. You can figure that out. That's right there.
Mm-hmm.
No need to sign up. No fee to participate. To take advantage of savings and locate MoneyPass ATM near you, look for the MoneyPass logo on or visit locations and hours at Busey.com. There's so much at Busey.com. Download the Busey mobile app to view balances, transfer funds, pay your bills, pay your person. Deposit checks directly from your mobile device. You can do all that with Busey. Additional banking tools include Busey eBank, eStatements, Busey Bill Payment. Busey's innovative products and services provide a number of advantages like convenience, time saving, and it is safe and secure. From surcharge-free ATMs to the Busey mobile app and beyond, Busey keeps you connected to your accounts from coast to coast. Visit Busey.com for a complete look at their mobile and online banking services. Member FDIC. All right, we check Greg's weather.
A little cooler today.
Yeah.
And that's what we get sometimes on April 3rd.
It is going to be in the 30s as we arrive in St. Louis for the broadcast tomorrow.
Yeah.
But 47 for the high at Busch Stadium. So if you're attending that Busch Stadium home opener against the Miami Marlins, don't laugh. Stocking cap, gloves, and parka. Because you can always take it off.
That's right.
Oh, it's horrible to be cold at a ball game.
I know.
Oh, boy.
So we get everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champagne event vicinity. Still in the midst of this now. Cold, core, slow to move. Almost late winter set up to the maps and charts. Snowing and mixed rain to the north and west of us. That's building on southward. We'll see both on and off and in and out here for the next couple of days. And more or less, late February, early to mid-March feel around here. But next week, milder air, warmer air, but still moisture-laden as well. Speaking of which, windy, much colder for the day today. A few showers, a mixed rain and wet snow. Temperatures stuck in the mid and upper 30s and a gusty west wind of 40 miles per hour. A couple of snow and rain showers this evening. Snow showers after midnight 2 tonight with a low down at 34. Rinse and repeat tomorrow. Windy, cold, mixed rain, snow showers and a high at 43. Some sunshine, 48 on Friday. Will moderate to 55 Saturday. 60s on Sunday, at least close to 60. Into the 60s for the eclipse day on Monday. But clouds and a couple of showers and thunderstorms. A couple of more scattered showers and thunderstorms will flirt with 70 over the mid and late portions of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, Abby Rochus, Greg Solge.
Business Report.
Payroll processing company ADP says 184,000 new jobs were created by private employers last month. Job creation was stronger than expected, and employees were being paid more. Annual pay rose 5.1% over a year ago. ADP's chief economist Neela Richardson says inflation has been cooling, but ADP's data shows pay is heating up in both goods and services. Taiwan is the home of chipmaker Taiwan Semiconductor and Apple supplier Foxconn. Both companies say they were able to evacuate their staff and are returning workers to factories which are not near the center of the earthquake. Intel shares are down nearly 5% after it revealed deep operating losses for its chipmaking unit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. On September 2nd, 1982, 15-year-old Karen Stitt never made it home from her bus stop in Sunnyvale, California. Her body was found the next morning, raped and stabbed 59 times. This week, I'm joined by Sunnyvale Detective Matt Hutchison as he details the creative investigative journey he took to arrest the suspect 40 years later. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and foxnewspodcast.com.
Well, Ben and Sarah had bought land to build their dream home. They also owned a stunning country home in St. Joe. In a highly sought-after area, they felt that they would have no problem selling the home. Well, they had problems, and weeks went by. They got hold of Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group. They put together the correct marketing strategies, resulting in the home getting several showings and two high-quality offers within 2 weeks.
And I tell you what, we were talking with Nate Evans when he popped by our studios yesterday, and the experience that he has on the team can avoid a lot of the issues. If you just start out and have the conversation, call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113, and he can, you know, show you the Coming Soon program. It gives you a glimpse of what's coming up, a smooth transition from selling your home to buying your next one with the creative banking solutions and the partners that he has in the lending business. All you need to do is do an online search to Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the Nate Evans Group.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Tired of trying to keep up with Old Man Jones and his perfect lawn? Spring Green knows that we can't all spend hours a day creating that perfect shade of green, killing off all that crabgrass, and making sure every insect in the neighborhood doesn't call your lawn home this year. At Spring Green, they take the hassle out of your lawn headache with services such as lawn fertilization, weed control, grub and insect control, lime treatments, and even bush and tree care. Let the experts at Spring Green help you this season. For more information, visit them at spring-green.com. Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team.
Bring on spring. Get the light and delicious Greek pizza. Topped with premium mozzarella, feta, new sliced Kalamata olives, diced tomatoes, mild peppers, and red onions. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust to the edge. Hurry in and enjoy a large Greek Detroit-style pizza for $16.99. Code word Greek. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Well, good to have Tim Bartlett on the radio, Urbana Park District. Tim, how are you?
Doing fantastic today. How's everybody there?
Martin Luther King, we're doing great. Thank you. Martin Luther King Peace March is tomorrow. This is kind of because it was winter for Martin Luther King holiday.
Right, on January 15th,
you
right,
guys,
Tim?
Put this off.
That's correct.
Yeah.
This is our third annual march. And when we first started putting the idea together at Urbana Rotary, and then we included the Urbana Park District, and this year we're including the Champaign Park District, we had talked about more winter activities, using January 15th as a school day out to honor Dr. King's legacy. And, you know, as we kind of continued to do the first couple of years, we had to reconcile that it is January and it might be an opportunity to pick another date that might be something that wouldn't create a lot of, you know, challenges. So we looked at the April 4th date as another way to honor Dr. King's legacy. That was the date that he was assassinated. We thought of springtime where our youth are available, U of I students are still in town, and maybe a little warmer weather, we could get folks out and continue the march.
Okay, 5:30 tomorrow night. What would you have people do, Tim?
Well, we've got a couple of special things this year. We're meeting at 5:30 at King Park, and as I mentioned, we're including Champaign Park District. So we're going to be walking over, marching over to the Douglas Center. So there'll be some activities over there. There's an exhibit at their facility honoring Dr. King's legacy. But in Urbana, we're also going to celebrate the reveal of our new peace pole that's been installed at King Park. One of the efforts that Urbana Rotary has worked on is creating an image or something that we can, draw people's attention to. So we've created a peace pole sculpture at King Park, and the celebration of that and the reveal and hearing from the artists that put it together, Janelle Davenport Pleasure and Lisa Kessler, hopefully will be there to tell us more about that. And we'll hear from some Urbana folks and then march over to Champaign and see what Champaign can offer. And then we'll be returning back to the park. We also have a bus. If it's folks don't want to walk, it's too cold, they need assistance, we'll have a bus at King that'll take you to Douglas and back. So I think we've got everything covered.
I think so. And when it comes to, like, Mayor Diane Marlin is on the Urbana side, and when you get to the Douglas Center, you've got, Mayor Deb Frank Finan from Champaign, and the new gal with Champaign Park District, Sarah Sanquist. Have you met her, Tim, since you kind of have like jobs?
Yes, we're well-connected, and when I reached out to Sarah to ask if they'd be interested in joining this year, she was immediately on board. So we're really excited about this because we think, this is a project that our local club, our two park districts, and other peace partners can come together with just a different message. We're standing up for peace. We want other folks to know that, there's other people that care about peace. And whether it's local issues, family issues, or across the globe, come on out and celebrate peace with us.
Awesome. So tomorrow, starting at 5:30, King Park is the one right off of Lincoln Avenue. To me, it's over kind of in the fairgrounds area. What is the name of that street?
Well, we're right off Lincoln and Washer. That's where the celebration happened. And we're right next to King Elementary School, Dr. Martin King Elementary School, and the park are right together. So there's parking around the park and at the school. So come on out and join us.
And then is it a straight shot then to walk down a road to Douglas Center?
Yeah, we've got leaders that'll direct folks and lead the walk. We'll be taking safe routes to get safe and accessible routes to get over. And again, there'll be a bus if folks don't want to walk or concerned or have limitations. We have another way to get you back and forth.
Wonderful. Of course, all the details at urbanaparks.org.
Correct.
All righty, Tim. I always appreciate our partnership with Stevie J Broadcasting and supporting all the great things Urbana Park District is doing. I know for me, so many years of the Wednesday night concert series called Neighborhood Nights. Is that coming down the pipe? I haven't got my head around that yet.
It is, Diane. We've got the sites ready and bands lined up, and so we'll be seeing you very soon.
Awesome.
Look forward to that.
Tim, thank you so much.
Thanks for being on. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks to you all, folks.
All right, take care. The Peace March that'll start at King Park and then end up at Douglas Center. It's happening tomorrow between 5:30 and 7, urbanaparks.org.
Have you ever looked at a junk truck and said, man, that truck is pretty? Two men in a junk truck trucks are pretty. They're pretty big, so they can handle large jobs. They're pretty reliable. Two Men in a Truck has been recognized as a trusted leader in the moving industry for over 35 years. Now we are proud to offer that same reliability to junk removal, and they're pretty fast. When you're ready to let some things go and that you don't need, you don't want to wait 3 weeks. You want it gone now. Go to twomenandajunktruck.com and make room for what matters most.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Twin perils in Taiwan. Scores of people trapped in tunnels, mines, and collapsed buildings. 900 injured, many dead after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake. Hours before, 30 Chinese military planes circled the island after President Biden's phone chat with China's president urging peace. Wild storms on the march. EF1 tornadoes tear through Louisville, Kentucky. Meteorologist John Gordon.
It did skip down there on Han Ridge Road. This is very typical. A lot of roof damage, a lot of tree damage, twisting and turning of the debris.
Surprising revelation from former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson on his return to the ring versus YouTuber Jake Paul this summer.
Right now, I'm scared to death. But as the fight gets closer, the less nervous I become because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
Tyson at 57 years old on Fox's Hannity. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Governor has announced the launch of a new quantum research initiative he says will improve energy and manufacturing. The plan would develop technology solutions for fraud detection and drug discovery. The Block Tech Hub in Chicago has submitted the idea, applying for federal funding through the U.S. Economic Development Administration. United Airlines asking pilots to take unpaid time off next month. And in a note to pilots, the carrier citing delays in receiving new aircraft from Boeing. United chapter of the Airline Pilots Association notified members it expects the company to offer more voluntary time off through this summer. Decatur City Council formally approving the hiring of Tim Gleason as the city's next city manager. He'll succeed Scott Wrighton, who's retiring in May. Gleason was Decatur City manager before he took the same job in Bloomington 6 years ago. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf had announced her intention to hire Gleason last week. Some council members argued the hiring should have gone through the regular process. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign vicinity, still in the midst of this now. Cold core, slow to move, almost late winter set up to the maps and charts. Snowing and mixed rain to the north and west of us. That's building on southward. We'll see both on and off and in and out here for the next couple of days in a more or less perhaps late February, early to mid-March feel around here. But next week, milder air, warmer air, but still moisture laden as well. Speaking of which, windy, much colder for the day today. A few showers of mixed rain and wet snow. Temperatures stuck in the mid and upper 30s and a gusty west wind of 40 miles per hour. A couple of snow and rain showers this evening. Snow showers after midnight 2 tonight with a low down at 34. Rinse and repeat tomorrow. Windy, cold, mixed rain, snow showers and high at 43. Some sunshine, 48 on Friday. Will moderate to 55 Saturday. 60s on Sunday, at least close to 60. Into the 60s for the eclipse day on Monday. But clouds and a couple of showers and thunderstorms. A couple of more scattered showers and thunderstorms will flirt with 70 over the mid and late portions of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Political news is sure to dominate the headlines in 2024, adding uncertainty to the markets. This makes a disciplined investment strategy even more critical to achieving your long-term goals. To assure your investments are aligned with your objectives, contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Relax.
We are celebrating today with an outstanding college relations sergeant. Her name is Sam Penland. You are working, making people safe, helping people, talking to people, and you're giving a positive influence like you receive. What do you want people to know finally about police?
I think because people often see me and I appear to look young, they don't realize that I've been in policing since 2004. And so when I came in, policing tactics were very different. There has been a huge shift. And the reason why I really focus on my style now is because I have seen hard policing and what works. And so some people might think, oh, well, you're too soft, or we're not fighting crime the way we used to. We are. This doesn't mean that we're not enforcing laws, but there's a difference now with how we can help people.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
This is XYZ Insurance. How can I help?
I have a question about my home policy.
Okay, question about phone policy.
Home policy.
Okay, gnome policy.
H-O-M-E, home.
Technology is great, but sometimes it's better to talk with a real person. With Erie Insurance, you have a caring, independent agent who's with you from beginning to end.
We don't have any HOMEs on record.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Ellers Insurance. Go to ErieInsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
You need the world's fastest mower to create your free time. With Dixie Chopper, what you got to look at is the warranties. Dixie Chopper, all of their models, you're getting a 3-year unlimited hours bumper to bumper warranty. That's on the whole thing. Then your commercial units, you get up to a 3-year no hour limit or 5-year 3,000 hour limit on the drivetrain. So that'd be your engine, your two gearboxes, transmissions, and all that.
Well, that sounds pretty solid.
Yes, it is. Yep. Things break, and even if it's built well like a Dixie Chopper, you need to have that covered, and you get what you pay for, basically.
And I can go see Andy and get on one of those things, couldn't I?
Yes, you can. You can go see Andy at Dedicated Diesel at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. You can reach him through Dedicated Equipment on Facebook or call him at 217-328-0562. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You as well. You Tim Onstott, Gale Ferrex Trucking, Dedicated Diesel, and Championship Barbecueologist. We had so much fun with that cookout last week.
Yes, it was.
Is he coming back?
I'd like him to.
Yeah.
The smoker just had such a great scent wafting throughout downtown Philo.
Yeah.
And the meat, we started out with chicken, then ribs,
pork
and brisket was the big finale. Yeah. And every single one had top scores from me. I was amazed.
Yeah, I gave him a million on the tenderness of the brisket. I went off of the 2 through 9 scale.
How does he do it? That's why we have the smoke show typically. But, you know, you're going to be live at Bush tomorrow.
Yep.
So it's always great hearing tips, though, from Tim Onstott. And a few people. I know Kurt came by and said, you know, how do you do blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and,
no,
you
right.
know, Mitch
right.
was talking to him about using different types of wood, giving different types of flavor.
There's just ways you could be one of those people who just throw it on and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Or you do what he does, and he found out how to do it really well, but it took a lot of time and
That's
work
right.
and experiment, too.
Mm-hmm.
At Watts Copy Systems, they offer cost-efficient solutions for busy offices. If you want a free evaluation, call 217-352-0428 for Watts Copy Systems. Well, we do have a Stever. It is Bulldog Disposal. I am buying you a doggy bag. At 6 cubic yards of canvas, and you fill it up, and then $175 later that I pay for, you get rid of a whole bunch of stuff that you can't use, you can't recycle, can't give away, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is. You just can clean it up, and the feeling you'll have, the accomplishment you'll feel,
man,
is very, very worth it. So what you can do is you can get in on the Stever, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money, and you get to spend it. Just text in doggy bag if you need this. And you've never done this, 217-359-2255 on the Fisher National Bank text line.
Working with Phil at Bulldog Disposal, after you fill it up, boy, you're right, Stevie, after you clear out stuff from the garage that you haven't seen in years.
Huge.
And there's so many, you know, things that you need to take care of when it comes to cleaning those corners.
But what happens is you say, this is value.
I know.
I might need this.
That's right.
Sometime in the next 100 years, I'm going to need this. And so that's the problem. Then it clutters, and then it's got value, but you don't need it. But what do? You
right.
garage sale it.
Garage sale.
Habitat for Humanity it.
Absolutely. And they love those donations coming in to restore, and oftentimes they'll do pick up. It's cuhabitat.org for details. They've got a home dedication today at 5:30 at 506 Ash Street in Champaign. Still doing great work. They have on the website here, thank you to University of Illinois Habitat and Yahoo Employees Foundation. A big thank you to all the generous sponsors who made this happen for the Elmore family. So many great people really get like a new lease on life when they get one of these new homes built in their honor. And then they're, you know, actually hammering the nails and helping build the home themselves, learning about finances, learning about steps to be more independent. Thank you so much to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, Habitat for Humanity, for their campus chapter coming through on this home dedication today.
We'll be leaving 3:30 in the morning to broadcast from Busch Stadium tomorrow for the show. We'll talk to some of our friends that do all the work for St. Louis Inside. The woman who will bring, I think, Megan Eberhardt, I think is her name. She has all the trinkets, and they're not trinkets. These are things people buy on eBay.
The promotional items they come up with.
They're lined up every game now. They're done.
It's amazing.
They work a year ahead, and the stuff they bring in has just going, wait a minute, this is valuable. Mm-hmm. This has got some value to it. Anyway, she'll tell us all about that. The autograph guy, I think, will be on.
Yeah, the authentication.
All that. So anyway, we'll have a show full of the St. Louis Cardinals opening day. It's always a sellout. It's always exciting. It's quite the tradition. It's quite the legacy. Cardinals do a great opening day. It will be cold, however. It'll be 30-some degrees when I walk in.
Yeah.
And 47 by game time at 3 p.m. tomorrow. And we'll have the early coverage with the Cardinals on radio, of course, as we always do. But it is Cardinals baseball on ESPN 93.5. Got an afternoon game today as they get out. It's a get-out of day. They got to leave San Diego and get back to St. Louis to open the season in St. Louis. Their first seven have been on the West Coast.
And, you know, you're happy with getting the wins that we've gotten.
Yeah, I think they've done better than I expected.
Right.
Because Dodgers, you should have split the series. You lost 3 out of 4, and then they've won the first two. At the Padres have some very good players. So I don't know. I'm excited that they're 3-3 because I thought it could be, oh, boy, you get back to Busch Stadium 0-7, this would be bad. Not to happen. Much better. And they got a lot of injuries. They're fighting through all that, but they're getting some good pitching in the early season.
So I was just taking one of our pocket schedules, which we have here at our studios. We've had Cardinals fans pass by. There was a guy that walked out with a dozen yesterday for the guys at work. And one of the best features of this is the promotional giveaways that you just mentioned. So tomorrow will be the 2024 Cardinals magnet schedule.
Oh, that's easy.
Love that.
On the fridge.
Right on the fridge, baby.
Yeah.
And I see that on the 6th on Saturday when they're facing Miami that they're – Cardinals Hall of Fame car parade bobblehead. So that'll be neat to see. It looks like Ford's the backing up that. The adult Cardinals long sleeved hooded pullover is Sunday, April 7th. So you're right, Stevie. All the things that they have lined up. I see that the Jordan Walker bobblehead. is coming up on Friday, April 19th.
We had Jordan Walker in town for the caravan.
Yes, we
did. Room only when he was here. That was in January.
Ask for one of those ahead of time and bring them back here since we got a connection to Jordan from that Cardinal caravan in January.
Nice young kid. Victor Scott, who is also.
Yes.
He's a starting outfielder now because of all the injuries.
I distinctly remember a conversation in the hallway at iHotel saying, Diane, you know, I'm kind of limited on time and I really want to get one of these prospectors. Who do you think I should go to? And I said, well, Victor Scott has stolen 94 bases in the, you know, AAA. So I would go for him. And look where we're at.
Starting.
He is.
And he got a nice hit last night and got a double.
Awesome.
And he is very fast.
Well, and speaking of up-and-comers, I've had people ask about Jacob Herdebees with the Cincinnati Reds organization.
Yep. He's doing fine. He got banged up a little bit, so he'll be out of some action. But he's getting rehab right now. But AAA for the Cincinnati Reds. All right, check your sports headlines.
All righty. Well, we have the St. Louis Cardinals, and they beat the Padres yesterday. That final was 5-2. Wilson Contreras with big bats again. did the Cubs say, darn it?
Or, no.
Okay,
no,
we've all moved on.
They moved on, yeah. But Wilson worked very hard on his catching defensively and looks way better, framing pitches and all the things Yadi used to do. Mm-hmm. And now two home runs in a row. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the Cubs over the Colorado Rockies, 12-2. Another game today to wrap that series. And that's a 6:40 start over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox, 1-4 on the season. They finally got a win, beating Atlanta 3-2 yesterday. So we also have women's sports that we're talking about, of course, with the Women's Basketball Invitational Championship for our number 4 seed Illini women in action tonight. Shauna Green and the team are excited to be featured at Henkel Fieldhouse tonight against Villanova in that championship game. This could be their first postseason trophy. It's on ESPN2 if you want to follow. They always follow all these highlighted sports for our area at PIA, 1609 West Springfield Avenue. The women's softball game canceled against Indiana State because of the weather. Maryland will be coming up this weekend. We also had some trending stories about the Iowa LSU game attracting 12.3 million viewers, most watched women's college basketball ever. That's Caitlin Clark and that factor. Is there some animosity, Stevie, amongst women athletes? And, you know, since she's getting so much attention, but well deserved.
Well, there's just not, there have been some very, very good women's basketball players.
Sure.
Nobody has done what she has done.
Right, but they
have. Well, that's not fair. I mean,
that's the chapter we're in. Welcome to everything's on a little 40-second video these days, and the highlights that we get, and that's it.
It's just that, you know, those that came before Caitlin were excellent players that were at the top of their game. But Caitlin Clark, whether you like it or not, has changed the game the most impact ever for women's basketball. They're watching because of her. Why? Because she can make 30-foot shots. She goes 9 for 20 against LSU, and her average three-point shot's like 26 feet. It's just crazy. Nobody's ever done that. And so, whatever, she's impacted the game, and she's going to bring more money to the women's game, which I think everybody ought to
be happy
with. That's right. All right, 8:47.
In your community and start a rewarding career when you join the Regional Planning Commission Early Childhood Education Team. The RPC will be interviewing for open positions within the program during a hiring event Thursday, April 4th at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign. The event runs from 9 a.m. to noon. Attendees are encouraged to bring their resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for the Early Childhood Education Program, April 4th from 9 to noon at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign. Learn more at ccrpc.org.
We are celebrating today with an outstanding college relations sergeant. Her name is Sam Penland. You are working, making people safe, helping people, talking to people, and you're giving a positive influence like you receive. What do you want people to know finally about police?
I think because people often see me and I appear to look young, they don't realize that I've been in policing since 2004. And so when I came in, policing tactics were very different. There has been a huge shift, and the reason why I really focus on my style now is because I have seen hard policing and what works. And so some people might think, oh, well, you're too soft, or we're not fighting crime the way we used to. We are. This doesn't mean that we're not enforcing laws, but there's a difference now with how we can help people.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 15 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Urbana vicinity in this active and moisture-laden weather pattern continues on, not only in the short term, but in the medium and longer ranges as well. Still out there, the next 10 or 15 days worth of moisture-laden systems, but a more significant, longer-lasting warm-up in sight beginning next week. Other than that, boy, it's a late winter feel. Thank goodness we missed out on that roughed-up severe weather in the Ohio Valley the past 24 hours. Still, a couple of rain and snow showers. Matter of fact, they'll be building across the area today. Gusty westerly winds to 40 miles per hour. Temperatures stuck into the upper 30s. Windy cold tonight. Scattered showers of rain and wet snow early. A snow shower late. Low down to 34. More of the same tomorrow. Windy cold clouds. Couple of rain snow showers and a high at 43. Peaks of sun and 48 on Friday. Will moderate to 55 Saturday. Late Sunday into that solar eclipse event on Monday. Couple of showers and thunderstorms break out. But again, the warming trend continues on near 60 on Sunday. Into the 60s on Monday. Near 70 next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldgay.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Okay, we have a Cardinal bus trip June 22nd.
Okay.
And it's against the San Francisco Giants. Okay. It is a Saturday, meaning it's a little higher ticket, so there's that.
San Francisco Giants,
June 22. We're going to leave. It's the same schedule, right. 1:15 game.
Yeah.
So we always try and leave in the morning at a reasonable time and then come home before dark. That's just how we roll.
Right.
Just how we roll.
Uh-huh.
Because everything's too darn late, and we're just too darn tired.
A week before Fun Day, June 22nd. Got it down. That'll be nice escape for me, because then I get all stressed out about my festival.
Diane Ducey will be bus captain on this one.
That's right.
Okay, so if you were interested in the Cardinal bus trip, we do it once a year. This is an all-suite trip. It is expensive, but that's what we got. It's just what I'm being charged and what the bus costs. And heck, it's even hard to find a driver. But we do have Timmy Tours. I like that bus.
Yes, me too.
It's a green bus. It really treats you
well. Kind of sticks out.
Yep. So if you want to go, we're half full. And we just started. In fact, we really haven't run a commercial yet. So if you are interested, then text in bus and we'll get hold of you and give you all the details if you're interested in the Cardinal bus trip.
359-2255.
Yeah. So you can do that.
And yes, and as far as people with mobility issues and things like that, this is all pretty self-contained. I love it.
Bought the bus parking again, so we're right next to the entry gate. And so it's right off Broadway. You go in, and then remember the ramp to our suite is right there.
Right.
So you walk up the ramp, and you're at our suite. And there's men's and women's bathrooms right across from our suite.
I just love that we have older Cardinal fans on this one, and they like that it's all kind of self-contained. It's all you can eat and drink in that suite, and we all get along. I feel like we were on the bus. We say half hour after the last out to get to the bus.
We all walked together.
I think we were there like a quarter or 15 minutes after.
I mean, we just really all walked down together.
It was awesome.
Yeah, we got out of there. So I might try
the Cub Card bus trips that we used to have three buses. Oh my goodness.
Diane has herded cats many times, and that was really
hard.
So many
Cubs fans that we're waiting on, and then it's 3 minutes past the deadline, and then you have a little mutiny going on the bus saying, let's just leave them.
We have one bus. It is all sweet. We're in the same suite. Boom. Exactly. Just text in bus 217-359-2255 if you want information.
Good stuff.
Okay, we'll be here tomorrow. You'll be here tomorrow. I'll be in St. Louis. We'll be traveling down to St. Louis, to Busch Stadium. I'll bring you the sights and sounds, not the smells, unfortunately, but everything will be kind of electric early.
Right. And you really get some insight as to the energy that's happening in Busch Stadium on opening, on the home opener. It's awesome.
Yep, it's going to be fun. So be listening tomorrow for our broadcast from St. Louis. Okay, Cardinals later today. That again is a 2:15 pregame, 3:10 first pitch, and then tomorrow's at the same kind of timing, a little earlier for the pregame in St. Louis.
And that's against Miami tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's Miami. Today is the San Diego Padres. Can the Cardinals sweep on the
road?
Wow.
Let's do it.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
All right, that's Diane Ducey. Again, Bulldog Disposal, Doggy Bag. Text that in. Just say Doggy Bag, and we'll get you details on that, and you might win. Okay, we'll be back in the morning. I'll talk to you live from Busch Stadium, St. Louis. Thank you for listening. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Wednesday.
A.J. Croce, performing Croce Plays Croce, the 50th anniversary show. A special night of music featuring timeless classics by his late father, Jim Croce, such as Bad Bad Leroy Brown, I Got a Name, and Time in a Bottle. Tickets on sale now.
Coming to the Virginia Theater Tuesday, April 9th. Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
What is most important in your life? This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you're launching a career, raising a family, planning for retirement, or creating a legacy, we can help. At Provident, we provide strategic thinking and perspective that help clients realize their goals. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Bring on spring. Get the light and delicious Greek pizza. Topped with premium mozzarella, feta, new sliced Kalamata olives, diced tomatoes, mild peppers, and red onions. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust to the edge. Hurry in and enjoy a large Greek Detroit-style pizza for $16.99. Code word Greek. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Next week on an all-new Law and Order.
Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Kansas. Another Fork in the Road 50th Anniversary Tour. Celebrating 50 years of Kansas. With all your favorites and deep cuts too. Friday, April 12th, the Virginia Theater. On sale.
sale now at thevirginia.org.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
This is WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. It's time for Greeny on